Well, you know what, though? I'm glad that Miss Vader gave me that idea from, you know, the camouflage tape. Because I told Big Fatty that I'm going to get him that jock strap from Prada. So when we go to New York, I'm going to have them wrap it in a Prada camouflage ribbon. It has Prada on the ribbon.
Do they make that?
Oh, honey, for a price, they'll do anything.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if that's fabulous or horrifying.
Well, she'll be the head of the horror, certainly. But, ooh, well, a Prada jock strap.
Yeah, and I can just see the UPS drive up with the, hello, I've got a package here for Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, honey, for a price, they'll do anything.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 294 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of March, 2009. And y'all, it is the first day of spring, and just like Big Fatty, spring and Big Fatty are busting out all over. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and Big Fatty is in a fabulous mood today. It's amazing what the double Zoloft will do for you. But I hope your Friday is going well, and I want to start off by saying thank you so much to all of you who were just concerned about Big Fatty's demeanor on yesterday's show. Teresa up there in the Seattles, she was very concerned, but she was more concerned with what I was going to wear for trendy casual. And y'all, she suggested that Big Fatty go with some black nail polish and black eyeliner on. And something else. What else did Teresa say? And, oh, wait, here we go. And an Argyle sweater with the shirt underneath untucked, jeans, and a mock mohawk. Oh, Lord. But Big Fatty did not do that. He did arrive. And, y'all, they did not have the Tanqueray. I was not happy about that. However, they did find the hidden bottle. Excuse me, of the, what is that called? Bombay. And y'all, the Bombay gets Big Fatty fucked up real fast, almost as bad as the Tanqueray 10. And I had some other folks that were very concerned about Big Fatty, but I think for the most part, everyone enjoyed Big Fatty just blowing it out and it not coming from his colon for a change. And y'all, there are a couple of things that I just want to touch base on. That I forgot to mention on yesterday's show. Y'all, you know, I got so worked up about Archer and the baked potato. And it was Stevie B wrote me or Archer wrote me and said that it was, I don't remember who was. But I think Archer wrote me and said that it is indeed Stevie B that sponsors the eating contest. Y'all, I haven't yawned a fucking time all afternoon, and I stare at the snowflake microphone, and it immediately puts me to sleep. It's just like listening to Archer's show, y'all. It immediately will put you to sleep. If you're having an incontinence problem, this is the thing to do, is to just turn on Archer's show, and you'll go right to sleep. But anyway, he was talking about the baked potato, but y'all, amazing thing that he said on his show that the baked potato was on was that on St. Patrick's Day, he wore a striped shirt, y'all. I couldn't believe it. What is the world coming to when the inventor of the iTunes store wears stripes rather than plaid? I don't get it. It's got to be one of the signs of the apocalypse. That's all I've got to say. And, y'all, somebody else brought up, and I don't remember who it was. It may have been Teresa in the Seattles, or if it wasn't, I'm sure you'll tell me who you were. it was Teresa say in her phone call yesterday, I think. If it wasn't, y'all let me know. Saying how glad they were that Big Fatty had not gotten sick after my cruise. Well, y'all, there is, I tell you what, before we go any further, let's just do this. It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update. Y'all, the only thing that I will say about Big Fatty not getting sick after the cruise is because, y'all, it was a new ship. Unlike the Sea Hag, who went on that wooden boat with the wooden deck furniture that had to be repainted, y'all, she got off the boat and she had scurvy. I mean, you know, what do you expect from these antiques when they go on these cruises? I mean, and by antique, I mean Vera. But anyway, she just had the scurvy. Y'all, I also got a little e-letter from Michael over at the QCast Connection. By the way, the Super Bee has officially unsubscribed from the BFO. So that's fine, because, you know, Big Fatty had a rant yesterday, and it confused some people. They thought they were listening to the QCast, you know. Because, you know, the Super Bee had a rant on their last show. But anyway, he wouldn't know that because he doesn't listen to the BFO anymore. And that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But I hear from QCast Michael, who does still listen, thank goodness, that he may have to be borrowing Big Fatty's Cruise Update music. Huh. I wonder what that might mean, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got an e-letter today. You know, y'all have an uncanny grasp of timing is all I've got to say. Moose sends me from the North Carolina. He sends me the e-letter today. Hey, Big Fatty, I've been using the taxslayer.com, TAXSLAYER.com. For my taxes for several years now, and it's only $9.95. Sorry you're pissed off, but it was a funny show. Well, of course it was funny. It was Big Fatty, you know. So what can I say? But Moose, thank you so much for telling me how much money you saved on your taxes and for not telling Big Fatty ahead of time how much he didn't save or how much he could have saved. Y'all, I got a question for you. Are any of you out there watching the March Madness? Y'all, the March Madness messes up all the good quiz programs. Well, not all of them, but the ones that are on CBS. But y'all, in the high definition, there's some deliciousness out there on the basketball court. So if you don't watch it, you might wanna just peruse it just a little bit and, you know, get that little bit of drool off the side of your mouth. Now, y'all, this weekend is horror weekend, and how appropriate that the first day of spring is the horror event. Tonight at the Patrick's Pub, and we've got some of the we got the winner from the big horror contest from back in President's Day weekend. He's coming down, and some of the others from his horror club are coming down to the Patrick's Pub. Y'all, we're gonna have the basket raffle, and you know we love a basket, and they're doing some kind of Rocky Horror picture show thing at the Patrick's Pub also, which I don't really understand that, but anyway. That's part of the quote-unquote entertainment that's going on at the Patrick's Pub this weekend. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I think we should do this. Because, y'all, a mystery has been solved.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble, and I just want to know, I listen to your latest shows, because on your show is one of them that I am caught up on, so there. But there's a couple things I need to clear up. Number one is that the gift that you received on the St. Paddy's episode, that was from me, and I'm very pissed that they charged you postage due, and I have, since I heard your show, I have contacted them and let them know that I was not very happy with that, and I will let you know. And I would like, if they do give me the money, I'm going to send it to you, because that's wrong that they did what they did. But anyway, yes, that was from me, and if you don't believe me, it's order 1601 if you have like an invoice number or something like that on it. But anyway, that was from me, and I just thought I'd send you a little bit of bacon goodies. The other thing is, the reason I'm behind on podcasts is because I subscribe to over 70-plus podcasts, both, you know, most of the gay ones that we all know and love, but also a lot of other entertainment, stuff like that. So that is one of the reasons. And right now, just to give you an idea, I have over 700, yes, 700 episodes, podcast episodes that are on my iTunes right now.
Attention, attention, attention. An emergency situation has been detected in this building. Proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building. Do not re-enter the building until directed to by the proper authority.
And I'm trying to get through them as quickly as I can. So therefore, sometimes certain podcasters, including you, I do get behind on. So I just wanted to let you know on that. And also, I thought the last two shows were very funny, even though you picked on me. And then David, you upset David so much because you don't listen to his show and us ramble about the American Idols. But, you know, he'll get over it. I don't know why I will. But anyway, I hope you're doing well, and have a good one.
Oh, dear God. Y'all, can you imagine having 700 episodes of podcasts on your iPod waiting? I don't even think that new little iPod, you know, by the way, did you hear that Archer doesn't like his new little iPod? He doesn't like it because he can't pick out the songs the podcast he wants to hear when he wants to hear them. Hence the name Shuffle. That's the idea behind the Shuffle. It just kind of shuffles through. You don't get to choose what you want to hear. It shuffles. I don't know. You know, I kind of assume that, you know. Okay, never mind. Never assume, everyone, because an emergency situation may be detected in the building. But Tom, thank you so much for the phone call and resolving the mystery of who sent the bacon car odorizer and the floss. And who was responsible for the good postage due. And y'all, I have written Tom back, and I said, half the fun of getting that gift was the fact that it came postage due. I think that part is fabulous. And y'all, you know, I'm probably, thank goodness I'm getting the $2,000, almost $2,000 back from the tax refund, because that will cover most of the postage due, because, you know, it was just an exorbitant amount that Big Fatty had to pay. But y'all, it was worth every penny of it, just for the fact of knowing that someone sent Big Fatty a package and it was postage due. Now, don't fucking, it's only funny the first time, okay? Don't think that Big Fatty's going to enjoy receiving a package postage due from everybody. All right, y'all, I have one last voice letter, and, you know, that's it. And then Big Fatty will be starting off spring with no letters in his box. And, y'all, that is unacceptable. However, it's lovely. It is just an honor to have an old voice from the past. And I'd like to just indicate that old is the key word there. An old voice from the past calling in to chat, chit-a-chat with Big Fatty.
Hey, BF, it's Michael. I just wanted to drop you a line because I found out yesterday that two of my coworkers from the show were on the same cruise that you were. And today I got to see about 1,500 photos of your cruise. I saw Cheetah Rivera. I saw Miss Richfield 1981 calling bingo. I saw the hot black guy getting naked because of all the bingo boo-boos. I saw the white party. I saw the Brazil party. I saw the 70s party. I saw lots of guys in the pool. I saw lots of guys in the hot tub. I saw pretty much everything. What I did not see in any of these photos was you. Are you sure you were on that cruise? Anyway, they had a great time, and it looks like they had a great time, and the ship was gorgeous. And it just would have made my day to see, you know, a little big fatty poking out of the pool or something like that, and all this myriad of photos that I saw. But sadly, you were nowhere to be found. I wonder if you even left your stateroom. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon, I hope. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. And let me just start off by saying thank you so much. I'm delighted that someone in the Orlando area is still listening to the BFO. And I appreciate that. And I couldn't help but on your last show, I couldn't help but hear the excitement in the Super V's voice about the upcoming invasion of the podcasters during the gay days. I hope he'll be able to contain that excitement as the time grows closer, because he was just, whoo. Anyway, and y'all, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the latest QCast, the audio podcast. Now, y'all, there's a video podcast out there also, and Michael is trying to decide what song he is going to sing for an upcoming audition. By the way, he is a movie star now, but you know, Big Fatty's been a movie star for a long time, and you know, I was in that Forrest Gump. But anyway, Michael, Big Fatty was indeed on the cruise. You heard all the cruise updates, and I got word late this afternoon that Miss Porta has printed numerous pictures of Big Fatty that were taken while on the cruise. So I will be posting at some point, I don't know when, because, you know, it'll probably be after I get the picture sometime this weekend, but there'll be more pictures posted from the cruise, y'all. And I know that Tom the Ramble Redhead also was asking about pictures from more pictures from the cruise and video. And y'all, I'm still waiting on somebody to help me figure out how to do the video and post it to the BFO. But y'all, you know, the response has just been underwhelming. It really has. But y'all, I tell you what isn't underwhelming. Big Fatty made meatloaf the other night. Y'all, it was so good. And you know what they say? They say don't let your meatloaf. And anyway, the meatloaf. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty made the meatloaf, and then y'all, yesterday for lunch, Big Fatty had a cold meatloaf sandwich on warm toasted sourdough bread. Oh, it was delicious. In fact, I am so hungry right now that I may go and make me some more of that and put some of that wild orange barbecue sauce that I got a couple of weeks ago. I talked to y'all about that. Put some of that on it. Y'all, that just, I may have to touch myself inappropriately as I'm eating that. Y'all, I want you to have a great weekend. And remember, Big Fatty will be back here on Monday. And the other thing you need to remember is...
Oh, honey, for a price, they'll do anything.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.